don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Up under the sea. Under the sea.
Does it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master in Chicago. Let's hear it, Chicago! Now, you may say, why would you be in Chicago? Well, it's only the largest dive event in the entire Midwest, if not the world, this weekend going on. So we've taken Scuba Radio on the road again, and joining me, or I should say hosting us this afternoon, is Pat Hammer from OurWorldUnderwater.com. How you doing, Pat?
Greg, I'm doing great. How you doing?
You know, we've been talking to you the last couple weeks on the show. We're finally face-to-face, and you look as good as you do on the radio.
Well, thank you very
much.
That's
usually what people say to me, yeah. So I'm just passing along.
Thanks
here.
Thanks for the pass on. Hey, you know what?
What?
This is a very interesting day.
It is.
I've got the diving god hanging on my right.
Yes.
I got Spencer Slate holding the diving god up.
Well, good point. Yeah,
right, you're in Chicago. I have money from heaven, I hear, and mermaids from Chicago. I'm all over these mermaids, man. I'm loving this.
Yeah, we actually brought two mermaids to Our World Underwater. Everybody like the mermaids, the Scuba Radio mermaids?
Hi, girls. How are you?
Now, we brought two up from Florida to bring a little Florida to Chicago. However, we're leaving one of them.
Oh, God, love it.
We're only taking one back.
Well,
so,
thank God Scuba Emporium has that really warm pool. We're putting her in that pool. You'll love it.
Hey, they're booing now. They're saying the people in Florida are...
Sorry, guys.
Yeah, they're revolting or something. I don't know. But anyway, well, Abby is talking about maybe making this area her home base of operations, Mermaid Abbey.
You will love it. And Lake Michigan diving beats anything you have down in Florida, except Fort Lauderdale, where I have a store, by the way.
Yeah, you do. He's bicoastal, bipolar, or something like that.
Bipolar, probably.
Okay.
A combination of the two, most
likely. But it's scubaemporium.com on the web. Check it out. You check out Pat's Chicago location as well as Fort Lauderdale. Abby, you having fun?
I am having a great time, Greg. And Nikki is with me as well. Nikki, you having a good time?
Oh, yeah. Nikki's here.
Always a great time.
Yes.
With Scuba Radio.
Yeah, Mermaid Nikki,
and
Mermaid
And also
Abby.
The audience. I have to say, everyone here at this big dive event has been more than friendly to the mermaids and have been pretty helpful. So
it's that Midwestern hospitality, right? You guys are just super friendly. And that's why we're back. This is our third year in a row being here at Our World Underwater, and it's actually the first time we've actually brought the mermaids up. Mm-hmm. And basically, Pat said, I couldn't come back unless I brought mermaids.
Oh, you're locked into that.
Yeah, exactly.
Six year told me about
yeah,
it.
Well, got to start somewhere. Start small, baby steps. And but yeah, we thought we'd share the joy, bring a little Florida to Chicago. And actually, it's kind of comes back more the other way, because every time I come to Chicago, I am blown away by you divers up here, because you're tired. You know, I'm a warm water wuss. You've heard me talk about it many times on Scuba Radio before. And I come up and these guys are diving in Lake Michigan. They're ice diving. But then, of course, they go to O'Hare International Airport and they join us in the Caribbean. It doesn't really matter.
Best dive sites in the world right out of O'Hare.
Exactly. So you got the Pacific. You can, you know, you're centrally located, so it is actually a very, very popular dive community here in the Midwest, and the proof is in the pudding. Our World Underwater, huge show, and great attendance, I'd say. Wouldn't you, Pat?
It's doing good. Everything we thought. It's fantastic, isn't it? What do you all think?
Not a bad show, right?
It's good. It's been a great weekend.
They're getting all the all the information on where to go next, their latest gear. We got all kinds of toys and things to talk about and places for you to go. And, you know, I'm learning things, too. You know, I mean, I'm from Florida. We come to this show and we hear a little bit more about the resorts in the Pacific, in particular, Fiji and that kind of place. And we're going to talk to some of those folks today. What about you, Neil? What do you think? The dive guy.
Oh, man. Hey, I'm standing next to my buddy Slade. I got mermaids, Sir Robert Marks, Dan Waterman. I mean, Pat's got the big guns up here. I'm impressed.
It's good stuff, isn't it? It's kind of like an indoor version of Ocean Fest.
Very similar, very similar. Weather's a little, you know, the diving here, I'm sure, is spectacular. It doesn't quite fall within my 80-80-80 rule. The air temperature has to be 80, water temperature, invisibility. But other than that, I'm sure it's spectacular.
It is, absolutely. What about you, Captain Slade? How you doing, buddy?
Hey, doing great up here. And, of course, Pat has welcomed us again with 4.5 feet of snow up on the side of the road and 8-degree temperatures. But look at the crowd that's here. One thing we know for sure, they're not out at the lake diving today. They're here.
That's right. Everybody who is a diver in the entire Midwest United States, and beyond, for that matter, is here in Chicago this weekend.
We had to come inside. It's too cold out there.
Right. And you know what? Where else in the area do we have mermaids right in front of us?
Oh, this is fantastic.
That's
isn't it?
These girls are hardcore, aren't they, Pat?
Mermaids will travel.
That's
yes.
Right. You know, they have promised us after the show, after the broadcast, that we can take the mermaids outside of the convention center for a little photo shoot in the snow.
Actually, I think Greg's the one who promised that. I don't know that the mermaids have committed to that yet.
No, you did. You said, you know, feed us enough vodka and the snow will be just like sand.
We'll still negotiate that.
We'll say it's sand, and it's going to be great pictures for the website. Come on, help me out, Pat.
The city in the background, Chicago.
Yeah, you guys want to see the mermaids in the snow? Come on.
Yeah.
And instead of having visibility like sand kicked up, we have these little white things in the sky. It's called snow, but you'll love it.
I've never heard of this snow that you speak of.
Snow, sand, it starts with an S.
Can I snorkel with you in a Speedo?
Of course.
I lay in the snow with a snorkel and sand.
If Neil's in this shot, then you got it. We'll do it. We'll do it for all the fans.
There you go. I'm only kidding.
He has no idea what he just got himself into. But, yeah, you know, we're having fun. That's what it's all about, getting together, bring the whole community together, share the joy, swap a few fish tails, that kind of thing. What about you, Captain Slater? You'd like turning on the Chicago divers and bringing them down to Key Largo to your resort there in the Keys or what?
Absolutely. In fact, we have the city flag flying right now. There's so many people down from Chicago. In fact, I think about 10 of them are getting on the plane with me when I leave. Especially if this storm comes in tomorrow night we're talking about. But what I'm saying, let's think about this, Neil. We were just in the Bahamas and Staniel K, and we had 8-8 and 80, or the 3-8s, but we only had pigs. We didn't have mermaids. I'll go in the snow any day with a mermaid. We were in the Bahamas with swimming pigs.
That's
you
right.
Were there last year.
I did. And
yeah, but you had the exotic inflatable love pig.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't know what that was about, but it may not be appropriate for the air. But we'll leave that to your imagination.
Wouldn't anything to imagine Neil got me an inflatable pig. So
really?
We had fun out in the water with the pigs and on the boat with the inflatable.
Nice. All right. Yeah. Believe it or not, in Staniel Key in the Bahamas, you can go dive with pigs. You've done a shark dive, been there, done that. I bet you haven't dived with pigs. Now you have that opportunity.
Well, I started something. Yeah, the pigs are completely out of the itinerary normally of AquaCat. I talked them into going the one time. We talked about it so much on the radio, and now they have to put it in the itinerary. Everybody wants to do the pigs. Forget about the shark dive.
Well, exactly. Yeah, I mean, you got to mark it off the list at the bare minimum. I mean, I've done it once, and I have to go back. I want to bring the mermaids together with the
But pit. I'm not going with Slade anymore because we always fight over the good-looking one.
Oh, boy. Have you named her?
Yeah.
I assume it's her. Have you named that pig?
Irene,
okay. Well, whatever works for you guys. Yeah, you know, let's talk to some of the folks here at the dive show. Actually, I see some scuba cruisers from a couple of weeks ago on the Turks and Caicos. We actually leave three of them have shown up. Come on over. Say hi, gang. You know, we got the new video up there at scubaradio.com. Have you seen it yet?
It's fabulous.
You like it?
Absolutely fabulous. It brings back really fond memories.
You look just like the guy in the video. I swear, it's amazing. I see your picture on our website at scubaradio.com, and I'm like, he's standing here in front of me. It's freaky.
Yeah.
You guys having a good time here in Chicago?
We are having a good time.
How far away are you guys live from this area? Are you in Chicago? Do you live here?
2 hours.
2 hours, okay. And it's you just spend the weekend hanging out?
Yep.
It's almost like going on a dive trip when you come to a show like this, isn't it?
It's fantastic.
And it's like a homecoming for you guys because you get to hang with Mermaid Abby once again because she was on the cruise too. And swapping stories and photos and that kind of thing. And
we were reminiscing. And
reminiscing, yes. Memories, it's what it's all about.
Everybody how great it is. And, you know, we were over-promoting the boat trip and all that.
Yes, so. Yeah, the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2 live aboard. And now, on today's show, we're going to talk to Clay from Explorer Ventures about the next Scuba Radio trip that we have planned and make that announcement on the show live today. So you guys might want to hang out for that.
There you go. We'll have to keep an eye out for that.
Would you put up with our shenanigans for another week at sea?
Absolutely.
I would.
Good answer. Under pressure, they're willing to do that. I slipped them a 20 before we went on the air and knew we'd be okay and we'd be safe. All right, cool. Well, you guys have a great time. Hang out with us. We're going to do a lot of cool stuff. Neil, Captain Slate, let's bring on another friend here. Come on over here, buddy.
Switch out.
Yeah, just give him the microphone. Watch. Move that way away from the speaker. Technical difficulties. Diveheart, welcome. How you doing?
Thanks. Great. This is an incredible show. We've had so many people come by, and it's wonderful.
Yeah, now Jim works with Diveheart. We've mentioned this on the show. I don't know if we had you on the air maybe last year or the year before. I don't remember. But we run into you at the events all the time. Real quick, tell everybody what Diveheart's all about.
Well, Diveheart is a totally volunteer, not-for-profit organization. We're a 501c3, and our mission is to build confidence and independence in children, adults, and veterans with disabilities. So we do stuff here in Chicago, but we help facilitate programs all over the world. We just got back from San Diego, where we were training Navy SEALs.
Nice.
Able-bodied guys that want to work with some of these young men coming back from Iraq and help them out. I don't think there's not a tool more effective than scuba diving in creating a paradigm shift in the life of someone with a disability. And I think it's partly because of the adventure.
Yep.
And partly because you have no gravity. And you know what? Almost to a kid, when we take kids from Shriners Hospital and we take them down here, we always dive with Slate. You know,
when we
come down, almost to a kid, they go, you know what? If I can scuba dive, I can do anything. And if you can send somebody in the world forward believing that they can do anything, you've done something.
Absolutely. And it's diveheart.org?
Diveheart.org, right.
There you go. All right, Jim, well, enjoy yourself here in Chicago. Check out his website. He's obviously turning on all the folks here in the Midwest scuba community to get involved with your program. And you guys got a cool logo, too.
Cool, thanks.
They got great pins, little Diveheart thing. You got to love that. And if they go to Captain Slate, I actually had someone walk up to me yesterday, Captain Slate, and he goes, man, you know, I went diving with Captain Slate because you guys had him on the air, and God, you're right. I said, what do you mean? Yeah, he's a great diver. He says, no, he can burp like you would not believe. It's legendary. It's like a recall system.
Yeah, I'm standing with Slate, with Sir Robert Marks, my buddy Bob, and Stan Waterman, and
yeah.
I'm trying to figure in my head how many years of diving we had accumulative. It had to be over 200. Yeah.
What do you think?
I was going to say, I'm the freshman. I only have 45 years of diving. So there you go. That tells you something.
Yeah, but you can still burp better than all four of those guys,
right? I burp them all.
Yeah. Can you work up one now?
I'm going to sneak it up on you. I got to get ready. See, you caught me off guard again.
I did. See, I try to do that. I kind of throw them a curve every once in a while and just say, hey, just do it. And this is like a competition. It's like an Olympic competition when Captain Slate works up his recall system for his dive bow.
And I already slid out two or three quietly while you were talking. See, I didn't want to, you know. Now
those were burps, right?
I won't hold them back, I swear.
Okay.
But let me say a little quickie about Diveheart, guys.
All right, hold on. Let's take a break, and we will do that after the break and come back. To Chicago, Our World Underwater. Check it out at the website, ourworldunderwater.com.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For immediate disintegration.
Oh my.
Sometimes we act, sometimes it's night, sometimes it's deep, sometimes it's bright, sometimes we talk about it and plan the next dive, cause it's all that we have on our mind. Sometimes it's hot, sometimes it's cold, sometimes the reef colors explode, and then we talk about it on our scuba diving show, Scuba Radio. Yeah.
And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master at Our World Underwater. Check it out online, ourworldunderwater.com. We're in Chicago this weekend. Largest dive event pretty much on the planet going on this weekend in Chicago. Now there's actually another event going on in Russia I believe, this weekend as well. But I don't think it's quite on the same scale as far as size and stuff. But we'll have some information for you on that a little bit later on and next week on the big show as well. We got coverage everywhere on the planet here at our little radio show devoted to diving. Now, Neil Watson is here with me. He's going to hang out with me pretty much for the whole show.
Pretty much the whole show, yeah.
We got Neil, I got Mermaids, I got Captain Slate, we got the whole crew here. And, you know, we've been doing a lot of cool things behind the scenes in between our trips to the Turks and Caicos and all that kind of stuff. And Jeff Nadler from Patty is with us right now. Jeff, pick up that microphone.
Another
right
big
there.
Gun, boy. You got the got them all.
Now, Jeff was there when I actually got my Patty Dive Instructor certification. And welcome to Scuba Radio, first of all, or welcome to Chicago, I should say.
Thank you, thank you. It's great to be here. That's for sure. It's a great show and a lot of good things going on.
Yeah, now Jeff is like one of the many big cheeses, if not the big cheese here at Patty, the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. And what are you doing here at the show? Just hanging out, meet and greet?
I'm meeting people, being able to talk about Patty, visiting all the stores and resorts, and getting more people diving.
That's right. I'm doing more of the same. And Jeff is here with us today. You know, I wanted to come on and just have him say hi. Like, you know, we get to catch up with people at these dive events. But today is a very special day. And can I have everybody's attention here in Chicago? Can you hear me?
Yeah!
We have a very special announcement to make right now. And Jeff Nadler from Patty, the Professional Association of Dive Instructors, is going to help me do this. Because I am a Patty dive instructor. And Jeff is one of the big cheeses at Patty. And one of my dive students is here with us today. And she's wearing the proper uniform for diving, isn't she, Jeff?
Well, she certainly is. You know, Nicole Wilkerson is dressed as a mermaid. She's our mermaid. And Craig completed her advanced open water certification. And we're really, really pleased from Patty to be able to give Nicole her advanced open water certification.
Let's hear it from Mermaid Nikki. She got her advanced open water certification. And she's actually...
Well, I don't know what to say. I'm going to... I guess I'll thank my instructor first, and I'd like to thank my friends and family for helping me through this and supporting me, and Mermaid Abby. Thank you all. And Patty, of course.
Of course, of course. Well, there you go. See, it's all about sharing the joy of diving, doing our part to grow the sport, and I just did my part by bringing a mermaid into the mix. What do you think, Jeff? Does that work?
Oh, it's fantastic. You know, who but a mermaid should be at least an advanced open water diver?
At least. Well, actually, Nikki is on a track to be my first official dive master, if I can get her through that far.
Oh, I'm certainly
trying.
As a mermaid, she'll definitely make dive master. No
yes.
problem.
Well, you know, I'm a pretty tough instructor, though. You know, I mean, I learned from you guys. Come on. So, you know, I want to make sure she knows what she's doing. And we take her on these trips and stuff. I don't want her doing any wacky stuff underwater. So we got to keep her in line.
Definitely. Well, you'll do a good job, Craig. That's for sure.
And I'll do what
I can.
We're
really pleased with Patty to support Scuba Radio and all the good things you do to keep people excited about diving.
Well, we're doing what we can. All right, Jeff, thank you so much. Jeff from Patty. Let's give it up for him. Come on, Chicago folks. See, it's all about sharing the joy, isn't it, Neil?
It's all about it. And, I mean, the fact that Abby got certified, everybody, from Bring Him Back Alive, Greg.
Bring Him Back Alive, Greg?
Yeah.
Then, yes, I've heard that. But, no, I know what I'm doing, kind of. Sometimes.
Greg, I'm just so sorry you had to teach a mermaid how to dive. I know it was arduous task.
Well, you know, my standards are very high, and I only take special cases.
Well,
and when I saw Nikki, I mean, look at her. She's special.
I feel sorry for you, really. Next time you get in a special case like that, give me a call, all right?
Okay. Yeah, I'll add you to the list there, Captain.
Yeah.
All right. So, and by the way, if you hear any belching going on for the next hour and a half, you'll know that's just Captain Slate checking in to say hi, right?
That's it. I'll sneak one in a minute.
Okay, very good. So, Lucia, come on over here. Lucia from Coral Caverns Resort is with us. Let's hear it for Lucia.
Yeah.
Bringing a piece of the Bahamas to the Chicagoland area. How you doing?
I'm doing better than I was last night. Of course, I wasn't there. That was my representative last night.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah, I was in bed asleep.
The evil twin.
I vaguely remember her around some table. Was I there, too?
I was your representative.
Oh, wait, it's coming back. Oh, wait, thank God, there's a break coming up. All right, hold on. Let me regroup, get some coffee. We'll be back after the break from Chicago. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
diver. You just completed your scuba course. What do you want to do now?
I want to go to Hawaii.
Take a dive on the wild side with Ocean Concepts. Your one-stop dive shops on Oahu for action, adventure, fun, and great value. Ocean Concepts is the premier Patty 5-star career development center in Hawaii and guarantees the highest level of professional service during your stay. Whether it's daily boat or beach diving, or if you want to finish up your dive training in paradise, Ocean Concepts Hawaii is the answer. Call 800-808-DIVE. That's 800-808-DIVE or go to oceanconcepts.com. Does the idea of spending a week on a liveaboard dive boat sound appealing, but also make you queasy? Well, then you need to consider a Necton cruise. Necton's swath-designed liveaboard dive vessels keep the boat rocking to a minimum. That way, you can spend more time enjoying the amenities of these mini cruise ships and the underwater attractions of the Bahamas or Belize, as opposed to feeding the fish. For more information, go to NectonCruise.com on the web or call 1-800-UW-WORLD. That's 1-800-UW-WORLD.
Alright, so we're in the Midwest, we're in Chicago, we're walking the aisles here at Our World Underwater, and you're thinking, as a diver, okay, where to go next? Where to go? Well, that's why Lucia from Coral Caverns Resort is here, coralcavernsresort.com in Andros. Fantastic resort, awesome place to go to get away from it all and experience some of the best diving literally in the world. Now, Lucia, I know you guys are telling people about some specials here in Chicago, and people listening to Scuba Radio right now are going to get a little extra treat, I believe, or get some of these show specials that you're turning the folks of the Midwest here at Our World Underwater onto, right? You're running some what?
We're running some specials, but for the Scuba Radio listeners, we're running a 30% discount off our rack rate through April the 31st. And I've got everything just about booked up. March. I need March.
Okay.
So if you guys want to come, we'll give you the deep, deep discount. We need to fill that calendar for the month.
And that is an awesome time to be in the Bahamas. Too, weather-wise, isn't it, Neil?
Oh, there's no bad time to be in the Bahamas.
Well, that's true.
But actually, true. I mean, Andros is like one of my favorite islands in the world. I mean, I lived on Andros for years. Slate's been there. It's like where wall diving began. It's the tongue of the ocean. It's 6,000 feet. It has hundreds and hundreds of both inland and ocean blue holes, huge blue hole operations, and they have funkiest little boutique resort down there.
Boutique?
It's like boutique.
Who we?
Little Texas influence
well,
in the Bahamas.
We do.
There.
You can get jiggy with it down there easily, and we won't tell a soul.
Yeah, well, and the thing is, though, it's not really like you're, even though you are kind of getting away from it all, you have all the amenities of a really nice resort. This isn't like roughing it by any stretch of the imagination.
No,
this
we won't make you sleep on the floor. We have air-conditioned rooms and hammocks. Hammock could be good for you, Greg.
Yes,
and
I like the hammock.
And you know what's unique about it? You get to go diving with Neil Watson.
It's an honor just to know him.
That's true. And if you don't go diving with him, you hang out at the bar on the water with him.
That's true.
And he's the king of the surface interval.
Before everybody rushes down there to dive with Neil Watson, it's my son Neil Watson.
That's right.
Oh, okay.
That's right.
So one removed.
AKA the Fugman.
Yeah.
You have to dive with the Fugman.
Hey, we're going NASCAR next. Stay close.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA. Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
You can hear it on Scuba Radio. The world's first scuba diving show. From Captain Ron to Jock Cousteau. They all know Scuba Radio. On the boat or down below. If you want to stay.
Let's go! Okay, now last week on the big show, I told you there were going to be several major announcements made on our Chicago show. And one's coming up right now. Joining me live from Chicago is Ray Black Jr. from the Team Scuba NASCAR that we talked about at the DEMA show a few months ago. Ray, how you doing, buddy? Welcome to Scuba Radio. Welcome to Chicago.
How you doing?
You're a Florida boy, too, right?
Yes, sir.
You guys hang out in, Jacksonville? Is that where you're at?
Palm Coast.
Okay, Palm Coast. That'll work, too. All right. Now, Team Scuba, check out the car, teamscuba.com. This basically is a NASCAR with a scuba diving theme. They're trying to share the joy, just like I did with Mermaid Nikki getting her to be an advanced open water. You're going to turn the NASCAR crowd onto scuba diving, right, Ray?
Yeah.
That's the whole idea. Now, you're not in the Daytona 500, God forbid, tomorrow, because why?
I'm not old enough.
Not old enough yet, but in a matter of like 2 years, he's 16 now, you'll be in Daytona, the pole number position one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like, I think, I hope, if I don't wreck it. No, but how many cars you have, by the way?
Nine.
Nine cars, really?
Yes, sir.
Why do you need nine cars? That's a little excessive, isn't it? What are you trying to kill the earth or something, dude? Where what happened to being green? You know, well, you're red and white. Who cares? No, but seriously, what? I mean, nine cars, seriously, painted up like the Team Scuba logo,
yeah,
and everything.
Different tracks, you know, for different cars. So
okay, yeah, you got to kind of mix
it up. Actually, Ray, my son went through about five cars when he was 16, so I understand. I understand why you got nine,
and that's why he's in Andros now,
Think.
Where he doesn't need
that
a car.
That had nothing to do with racing. It was a lot to do with drinking.
Well, he doesn't do that. He's a good boy, I know. Now, Team Scuba, here's the big announcement. Ray has been nice enough to add the Scuba Radio logo to the number 19 Team Scuba car. And we thank you. We're a NASCAR sponsor. That is so cool, dude.
Yeah.
So I think all that means is that now I get free rides.
Yeah.
You know, Ray Black Jr., who's the driver of the number 19 Team Scuba car, will be my new, cruise me around the town whenever I want to go. You got nine cars. What else are you going to do, right, dude?
I'll be your taxi.
Yeah. The only problem is he keeps bringing me back to the same place. Goes in circles.
Yeah.
There's a joke there somewhere. I didn't quite get there, Ray. You know what I'm saying? It's been a long day. Drinking last night in Chicago. These guys, these Chicago folks are killing me.
Yeah.
Are you having fun, though?
Yeah, it's a blast. So.
Now, have you gotten in the water and done a little diving in between your racing and stuff, or what do you do?
Yeah, I'm diving Ocala a lot. So.
Yeah, and then but are you like racing like almost every weekend, or how does that work?
Yeah,
one track to another?
Yeah, every two weekends we race. So.
How does it work for real when you take the Team Scuba car? I mean, at what point will you really have a shot to be in the Daytona 500 maybe someday? Do we know?
Whenever, you know, we get our name out there and get more exposure, we can really make
all right
something.
So the diving community needs to get behind your effort. Go to teamscuba.com, become aware of the race car itself, and in the process we're sharing the joy for diving and possibly getting that race car out on the track in Daytona someday, right?
Yeah, definitely.
All right, now will I get any free rides out of this deal maybe someday? I mean, they got that whole
as soon as they put blinkers. And
what if I include a mermaid or two? Will that work? Will that help grease the wheel? Literally?
Yeah, I think the mermaid's stand a better shot of getting a ride than you, Greg.
Is that true, Ray?
Maybe.
You hear that? You guys might get a ride. Maybe even in a car. I don't know. All right. Hey, more coming up. Stay close.
How'd you like to talk diving with Greg the Dive Master? He's pulled that long hose out of his throat, and he's ready to talk now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA. Scuba Radio, Diver's Consumer Tip number 48. You never see fish with big butts, but if you did, you could call it a junk-in-the-trunk fish.
That's too funny. I can't remember when I've heard a funnier anecdote.
So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the real Dan Good Diving safety tip. And in the studio is Jeff Meyer, COO and Vice President of Training for Divers Alert Network. How you doing today, Jeff?
I'm great, Greg.
That's great. What would you like to talk about today?
Well, I thought we might...
You know what I think?
That we need a refresher course in etiquette?
You read my mind.
You always have to go for the dramatic, don't you?
I find it keeps me entertained.
And that's what matters. So tell me, what kind of etiquette would you like to review? I'm guessing diver etiquette?
I was thinking some quick tips on how to be polite in a variety of diving situations.
For example?
Boat diving.
Well, space is limited on a boat, so it's important not to take more than your share. Keep all of your gear together and store any extras under your seat or in the spot designated for you by the crew. Follow the procedures set by the dive crew, which will likely include having your gear in place and ready prior to approaching the entry-exit area. Be aware of those in the water when you enter and clear the entry point quickly so others can follow. Do a buddy check before descending and don't forget to tip the dive crew. They earn it.
Nicely done. How about shore diving?
When diving from a restricted entry point, get ready and do all equipment checks before you get to the water's edge. Use your training and employ the preparation and signal techniques it advocates and be sure to enter the water backwards. It'll help you and your buddy keep your balance, allowing you to get to deeper water with less trouble.
Two for two. All right, let's see. How about night diving?
Easy. Don't shine your light in other divers' eyes. Keep control of your dive light, and if you have one attached to your mask, be careful where you look. Likewise, don't shine your light directly in the eyes of the creatures you'll encounter. They can't see any better than you can when they're blinded. Aim your light just off to the side of them. You'll be able to see them just fine, and they'll be able to see as well.
I'm impressed. How about reef diving?
You probably already know what I'll say about this one. Practice good buoyancy control and stay off the reef. Crashing into it or allowing your equipment to drag damages the reef and harms the marine life that lives there. And that's bad etiquette any way you look at it.
You're unstoppable, but I've got you now. What about lake and quarry diving?
Greg, you've got to be kidding. I earned my fins in quarries. Diving in locations known for visibility issues brings us back to buoyancy control once again. Practice good control and stay off the bottom. This will stir up a lot less sand and silt, not only making it nicer for you and your buddy, but for other divers in the water.
I think this round goes to you, but as long as we're talking about buddies...
It's as important to be a good buddy as it is to have one. Always be prepared, both physically and mentally, and arrive properly equipped for the dive. Be familiar with the plan and stick to it. Stay close enough to your buddy to lend assistance and use a communication signal as you agreed upon before the dive. Respect your buddy's skills and limits, and be honest about your own. Remember to treat each other as companions, not caretakers.
Wow. So if you had to characterize diver etiquette in general...
I'd say it's like every other kind of etiquette. Take others into consideration, treat them like you want to be treated, and you'll likely be considered a diver folks enjoy having on site.
Etiquette is nothing more than an expected code of behavior in a given setting. And it's no different with diving. Knowing diving etiquette can make you a more polished diver, and it often takes little more than considering the needs of others. So give a little thought to those around you, and you'll be just fine. Do that, and you're guaranteed damn good diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
And we're back in Chicago at Our World Underwater. Check it out, ourworldunderwater.com. Greg the Dive Master hanging with one of my favorite guys in the dive industry. There's so many, but this is definitely way up there on the list. John Chatterton, how you doing, buddy?
That guy's not coming. I'm taking his place.
Oh, okay. Yeah, the other guy couldn't make it, but I got John Chatterton filling in.
Greg, how you doing? Our World Underwater, great show. I look forward to this every year. And this year, it's especially exciting for me to be here. I've got with me my good friend, John Thompson. John is the head of SUDS, Soldiers Undergoing Disability Scuba. He's out there at a Walter Reed Army Hospital, and he's working with wounded veterans, getting them in the water, and training them to dive.
Cool. Well, John, welcome to Scuba Radio. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great, Greg. Thank you.
Where are you from? You're not from Chicago, I take it.
Not at all. I grew up in Oklahoma, but spent the last 8 years down in the Caribbean working full-time the dive industry in Puerto Rico and Virgin Islands.
Now, how did you get wrapped up in this whole SUDS thing? Did John make a, steer you in that direction, or did you find John, or what happened there? Did you just have the same first name? They're like, hey, we got to talk.
Exactly, Double J, put it together.
Yes.
But I married into the military. I'm prior service myself. Met my wife down in Puerto Rico, and we got transferred to Washington, D.C. She's a doctor at Walter Reed Army Medical Center. And that's how kind of segued into the program there.
You know, John is very modest. He's been doing SUDS for over a year. He started with nothing, no budget. nothing. It's just a matter that he was on base because his wife is an Army officer. She's a veterinarian. And he saw something that needed to be done, and he just started doing it. And man, I have so much respect for him. And he works down in Moorhead City through Olympus Dive Center. He and I have been diving together. But, you know, he created this this other life at Walter Reed, and it's really going. They're looking at kind of taking it on the road and, you know, franchising the idea.
It sounds awesome. I mean, you know, obviously, was it just something your wife saw and you're like, hey, we could turn these guys on to diving, put a smile on their face, and make the world a better place kind of thing, or what?
Well, what happened is once we moved to the States, I thought my dive career was over, being on the East Coast. But I'd come over to the hospital to visit with my wife, and I would see all the wounded Marines and soldiers there at Walter Reed. And you cannot walk the hallways of that hospital and not want to get involved and do something. So I started volunteering with the Red Cross. And they put me in the aquatic therapy pool because I'm a dive instructor. And so I moved from volunteering in aquatic therapy to the dive program. I met the chief physical therapist of physical therapy at Walter Reed. She happened to be a scuba diver, and she gave me the green light, gave me the approval. And I was like, great. But then I didn't have any money or any equipment. So it was like,
you called up John, hey, I need a loan?
Exactly.
There you go.
But we started the program a year ago, February 2007. At this point, we put over 60 wounded soldiers through the program. Probably 90% of them are amputees, have either a single or double amputation.
Hmm.
We just returned last week from Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. We're down at the naval base there where they supported us. We had six amputees go on that trip, certified all six, and two of them went on to get their advanced certification.
Excellent stuff. And let's take a break at sudsdiving.org. We'll talk more about this on the other side and get the latest on the Shadow Divers movie. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
On the line with us is Neil Watson, the depth and distance world record holder for scuba diving. He's also the president of the Bahamas Diving Association. Neil, just what is it about the Bahamas that makes diving there so attractive?
Greg, one of the unique features is our diversity. We're 100,000 square miles, literally 50 miles from the U.S. mainland, whether it's sharks, wrecks, reefs, walls. We have everything that any diver and even a non-diving spouse could ever want for a dive destination.
You can start planning your Bahamas adventure at bahamasdiving.com. The Bahamas, our 700 islands, could change you forever.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Force Fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Force Fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
She's a mermaid. Sandy is a mermaid here at Our World Underwater, I believe. A lot of picture taking going on here at the Scuba Radio booth at Our World Underwater. I think, I would like to say it was because of John Chatterton, but I think it's because of the Scuba Radio mermaids.
No, it's definitely because of the mermaids.
Is it? Yeah. We knew pretty good with these mermaids, don't you think?
A little kid just came up to me and he said, do you know the mermaids?
I get that all the time, too. You know, Nikki there, by the way, we just awarded her advanced open water paddy certification on the air today. Do you know that, John? She's my dive student as well as a mermaid.
I didn't know you were doing on-air certifications. This is even beyond the internet thing.
Yes. Right? Yeah. It's amazing what you can get away with when you do a goofy little radio show like this. God forbid if I was in TV like you. I could actually do a movie or something. Yeah, you know, we've been talking about this Shadow Divers movie for, what, the last year or two at least.
Oh, yeah. No, it's still moving along. The writer's strike in LA is over. So
yeah, that kind of put everything on hold. You said that at the break. I thought you were joking, but you were serious. That the writer's strike really delayed things a little bit.
Prior to last week, I've been in a deep, deep depression. I haven't been outside.
Well, wait a minute. You wrote the book, or the book's about you guys, and Richie.
Yeah, but you know, Hollywood moves in strange and mysterious ways, none of which I actually know. But
rewrite the book, and so then, since they were on strike,
And then they have to rewrite the script to suit certain actors and that kind of thing.
Okay, I got you. All right, but it's on track back, or at least it's getting on track.
Yeah, we got a jump start, and we may have to get over there with a defibrillator and
get it back on track.
Yeah, sure.
But once that's done, then the money starts flowing, and you're the one we go talk to for loans.
I believe a truck just delivers gold bullion to my front door. I'm not sure.
He is. See, that's why I suck up to him every time. The best I've gotten out of him is maybe a T-shirt.
Yeah.
A book. He's been pretty cool about that. But, you know, I don't think a loan is in the works. I don't think that's it. You're looking at me like, don't even go there, Greg.
Yeah, but that's the look I always wear on Scuba Radio.
Yeah, good point, because you have no idea what I'm going to throw at you, do you?
No. My good friend John Thompson, the Suds organization, they're taking wounded veterans. They're getting them in the water. There's an event that they're working on in... And what, John, is that May?
That's right. So Suds is a chapter of the Wounded Warrior Disabled Sports Project.
Oh, okay.
And we've got an event May 17th to the 24th down in Key Largo. That's it's an open charter event. The first 2 days will be for the soldiers, checkout labs, for certification labs. After that, the rest of the week is open to all certified divers or folks that aren't certified that may be interested in getting a certification. You can do that with the dive shops down there.
Excellent stuff. Sudsdiving.org. Sudsdiving.org. Check it out. Hour 2 from Chicago coming your way. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters? Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.